Good morning. My name's Peter Freitag, in case you didn't know that or forgot. Hope you're all wearing name tags, because some of you I have not seen for months. Might be my fault. Glad to see all of you. Thank you. Thank you for, we've had some great preaching in here. I joined you every Sunday virtually, and there have been five great sermons, and think about that, five great guest sermons that we've had here. Now, you're all thinking, Pastor can't count, but we need to think about them. Stephanie Iverson did a great job for Vacation Bible School. Who was next? Nalu, were you first out of the barrel? Mark Doctor did a great job. That's right. The guilty party right here. Nalu, Neil, Melba. Great jobs. All of you. And thank you to the Tongans. What a wonderful, wonderful gathering. All that going on. I am so glad to be here. We spent some good time vegged out in front of the TV. All that's on is the Olympics, though. Have you been? Anybody been watching the Olympics? Did you know the Olympics were on? It has eclipsed everything else. In fact, there was a championship, tongue-twisting championship. Did you know about that? Tongue twisters. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Tongue twister types. And this fellow won the championship. It was all very exciting, but then they find out that he actually had a warrant for his arrest, and he's in a lot of trouble. It looks like they're going to give him a very tough sentence. Sally sells timeshares by the seashore. I just had to fit that in with the Olympics. I hope that was all right. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see that we are still kind of in summer mode, and we continue to be about that. We want to just continue with that. What announcements do you have for the good of the order? What things are going on? Diana Hunt has an announcement.
I just wanted everybody to realize how much work two of our members have done out there in the garden. Melba's been here watering every day last week, and Helen has been here two or three times. She has also donated a lot of the flowers you see out there, the 4 o'clocks, the poppies, and everything else that I can't remember, to be honest. But she has given them all. So I want, you know, if you see her, tell her thanks. So she's done a great job.
We also need to thank Diana, who has done a lot of work out there.
Yeah. Some good hard workers, good hard workers. Richard Schneer, thank you for keeping up with sprinklers and stuff and what have you. And especially Paya. Paya Kalamani has kept everything going in the office, kept all, you know, coordinated things in my absence. She's a juggler. She keeps a lot of things in the air all the time. So thank you, Paya. Thank you, thank you. Other things for the good of the order. One other thing we want to be aware of is today is communion. Everyone is invited forward for communion. You have no prerequisites to be joining Christ at his table, so we'll invite you to partake. We invite our online community to prepare, have some elements ready, something for the host and something for the blood, for the juice, and prepare, and you will take during our communion period. All of you are invited, and again, we do welcome everyone online. Be aware that your community is broader than just here. And speaking of which, Jim Pollyard drops us a note quite regularly. He says, I hope you are doing well and having an enjoyable summer. He gave a pledge to the UM Corps for a fire in Ruidosa, New Mexico. So I was not even aware that there were fires there. There are fires here in Colorado as well. And he gave money to UM Corps for flood relief. So he says, we're doing well. I continue to keep the doctors gainfully employed. He says, so Jim Pollyard, greetings. Those of you else who want to send notes that are online, persons, this is part of the family, amen? Any others? Anybody else? I don't want to eliminate anyone. If not, what do we do next? Oh, we stand up and wave hello and prepare for our call to worship, right? Let's do that. Stand and greet one another.
Morning, church. Join me in the call of worship. God is good all the time. All the time. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those God redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wander in desert wastes, finding no way to inhabit town, hungry, thirsty, their souls faint within them. They the Lord in their trouble, and God delivered them from their distress. Let us thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. The Lord satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things. God is good all the time. So while you're upstanding, grab your hymnal to follow along the screen, and we will sing How Great Thou Art, page 77. What? Oh. Sorry. Don't mean to butt in on Barbara there. Verses 1, 2, and 5.
5.
Cinco.
Thank you. Sorry. Here we go.
If Player doesn't have it, then that's our fault. Okay.
Humble adoration and their praise. Please be seated. So I'm coming into the scripture lessons this morning cold. So bear with me and the font that Peter has used. I need a younger man's eyes, but here we go. Our first scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Hear these words. The gifts Jesus gave were the same, were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by the wind of doctrine, people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head in Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The words of the Lord. Sorry, Peter.
Thank you, Mark. And indeed, I recruited him this morning. I was going to read it myself, but you hear enough of me. Stephanie is listed as the liturgist. That's Mark. That's Stephanie. Okay. Stephanie is filling in for Ellen. It's a long story. Don't go down that road too far. Jim Latow shared heartbreaking news. Jim and I, who we know, his mother, Taya Hutman, she died March 11th, and so we grieve her loss. Even more, Samantha and Titan were pregnant, and they lost the son at birth. Arius Latow Neal. So prayers for Samantha and Titus, losing a newborn baby. Jim, our hearts go out to them. Give them our love.
Thank you.
Other concerns. We pause and remember the prayers that we've been remembering over the course of the time that I was gone. We lost Jack Tracy and Joyce Jerome, both past saints who have lived among us and who lived and died and live again in Christ. So we remember them, remember their families. Do we have any up now? What was Suzanne Marcos's surgery? And do we know how she's doing? Anybody have any information on?
Yeah, it's a D.
Hold on. I have this method of hearing you guys when you can't hear anything up here. Say that again.
It was a knee.
She had a knee surgery. Okay. All right. Prayers for her as we continue. Stephanie, how's Brian doing? And we're surgery, everything coming around? She's nodding her head, yes. We continue to struggle with gun violence. It's a daily occurrence. Prayers that our young people realize these are not toys, and the consequences are lifelong. We continue to have lists of tragedies involved therein. Any others? Any other concerns? By way of celebration, I have here down that August the 8th, Takai has a birthday. Do you have a birthday on Thursday, Takai? How many years, my brother? 80 plus one. Happy birthday, brother. I'm working to catch up with you, but you keep moving forward on me. That is the only. Did you want to say anything, sir? No? Okay.
Nope. All right.
Any others? Any other birthdays, anniversaries, special events, special things for the good of the order? We want to lift those and be aware of those. We want to be aware of the prayers that you lift in silence to God. God hears those. Amen? If there are no others, let's turn to our unison prayer. You find it printed or on the screen. Lord God, hear our prayers. Lord God, hear as your people seeking to grow closer to you. As we come before you, we humbly make requests. We ask your healing presence with those who are hurting and your reassurance to those who are afraid. Lord, guide us as your people. Lord, guide us to find and spread peace to the world. Thanks. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silence, meditation, and preparation for prayer. Loving God, we come to you and we pause in a time of silence. Once a week and Sunday is not enough time to pause and listen to your voice, but we are here. Guide us to listen more attentively. Guide us to stop and remember that you are all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing. That you are the creator, the redeemer, and the sustainer. And guide us, Lord, to be your children, to be your people, to be those who will follow as we are able. Lord, through the increasing presence of cameras and phones and abilities to record every event around the world, we are seeing more and more things each day. And we are lifted to great heights with our Olympians. We are lifted to great heights with children and youth. And we also are brought low by grief with images of war and floodings and fires. Lord, be with firefighters, be with emergency responders, be with all of those who are helping. Be with those helping through floods, and be with all of your people at all times, Lord. Be with people gathered in silence, people who are alone. We ask your blessing upon our ministry here. We ask blessing upon this church. We ask blessing upon the Tongans and their pastor, Neo, Nalu, their congregation, that it grow and flourish. We ask your blessing upon the Balangi, the Caucasian congregation, as we grow. Seek in us spirits to guide and be voices of Christ in the world. And Lord, gather with us on our communion this morning as we begin the month of August. Guide us, inspire us, lead us, and teach us. And Lord, teach us in all ways through the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We are inviting the ensemble forward for the offertory time. We failed to make the communication between Mark and me and the choir and Paya, and we are a little fragmented at times. That happens.
The name of the anthem today is titled Gentle Voice, which I think we need in this time. So.
Thank you.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 31. And if you're able and willing, please stand. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, was out on the sea. For the wind was against them, and early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, and he said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed a strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand, caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" The word of the Lord. So this is the time that we release the kids, and you guys come down, and we will do our VBS hymn. And older kids, too, whoever needs to move.
Ego I me, I am. Do you remember that? It's the Greek, I am, ego I me, I am, I am. Is this time for the sermon? You know, I'm new here. Do you have my set of slides, Miss Paya? You're a wonderful, I tell you, I don't know what I would do. I have interesting news, but I want to, before I get too far along, the Tongan service, you had an action song. And I was sitting at home and I was watching the Tongan youth. Amazing that you can, I don't know, how did they learn that so fast? Samu, how do you learn those action songs so quick? He's just playing mute here. The fun part for me was not only seeing the unison of all the youth that knew that song, but the little guys, gals, the littlest ones had no clue. They were down in front and they're kind of looking around, and I thought, well, they don't know it very well. But they were watching and they were involved, and I thought, that's Christianity. Watch and learn from each other. Carry each other. Bring the new baby Christians along. Some of us are not as baby Christian as we used to be. And yet in some ways we are still baby Christians. We have a new bishop. I don't know if you are aware. The jurisdictional conference ended. Three bishops were elected for our jurisdiction. And this is our new bishop. Our bishop, Karen Olivetto, retired. I cannot for the life of me remember her wife's name. It doesn't matter. They're retired. Our new bishop, and I'm thinking she's about 25. Her bio says she's married and has two grown kids, so she had them when she was about three. Kristen Stone King, I have not had the pleasure yet. But look at the vibrancy and the smile. I believe the Spirit is strong in this one. And the Spirit of Christ among us is also welcome. Amen. We've been on vacation for a month. Did any of you miss me? I missed you all, even though I got to join some of you virtually and what have you. It was a vacation. The first week we were sick the whole week. It was not much vacation, but I had a list of projects to do over the course of my vacation. I had two full pages of things that I've been waiting to get to, and I had this list, and I'm ready to go on all these things to do, and one of the things I needed to do was move my garden tractor so that I could do some other things. And I had trouble getting the garden tractor started, and I started fiddling with the garden tractor. And by the third week, I was still fiddling with the garden tractor. And I was having all these things. I thought, well, I need to fix this while I'm in here, and I should add that. And this light has never worked right. I better repair that. And by the fourth week of vacation, I began to panic. I had two pages of things to get done, and all I had really done was the garden tractor. So I was stressed out. But then I realized, I'm on vacation. It's my vacation. You can do what you want on your vacation, right? Sit by the pool with a cool, refreshing beverage. I don't have a pool and I don't drink alcohol, so it was different than that. But nonetheless, I was doing the things that I wanted to do. I was toying around, playing with my garden tractor, wiring and stuff. And I had to just stop and remind myself, I'm on vacation. You get the idea? I had lost track of the big picture. I was out of touch with where I was. That's what happened to the disciples, you know that. They were out in the water at night. They're in the middle of the sea there, and the wind comes up. There are not a lot of seas and oceans in Colorado, and I'm not a boater at all. But have any of you ever been on the water at night in a small boat when the wind is blowing? I can understand how they were feeling unsettled. They had been all this time with Jesus, busy taking care of him. You realize that's one of the jobs that happened for disciples with their master in that time period. They fed, they took care of, they provided place, they did all the arrangements. Not only that, but they had to keep up with the crowd, and they were listening and learning. And so they lost track of where they were and who they were, and they were lost at sea. Some of them were so lost, a couple of them asked Jesus, grant that we be seated at your left and your right hand in the new kingdom. Remember that? James and John, they're expecting to be rich and famous and fabulous and powerful. They had completely lost track of where they were. And they lost track of the bigger picture, and they began to flounder. The boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And they're lost in the darkness. Things are not going smoothly. And then Jesus says, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. When he came to them, they were terrified, but he said, it's I. Do not be afraid. And so Simon Peter, he says, Lord, let me come out and walk on water with you. I want to do that too. I want to be, you know. I can do it. And the Lord says, come on out. He knew. He knew that as human beings, we cannot aspire and do what Jesus can do. And the doubts began to impinge upon him. And he saw the wind, he saw the waves, and he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus saves him. Pulls him up and reminds him. That's what's happening in Paul when he writes the letter to the people in Ephesus. The lesson that Mark read to us out of Ephesians, he's talking to people that have lost sight of and lost focus, and they've lost the big picture. They're tossed to and fro and blown about by every whim of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. It's not hard. And today, with some of the things going on, video fakes and deep fakes and artificial intelligent fakes, they used to say, don't believe what you hear and only what you see. And now it's don't believe what you see and don't believe what you hear and don't believe what your neighbor tells you. And all of those are true statements, for there is only one truth. There was only one place. So it's no surprise that we can flounder. Flounder. You know flounder. Melissa, do you know flounder? Anybody know kids? How many of you kiddos? Who is that? Do you know flounder from Little Mermaid? I can see that there's not a lot of you that watch The Little Mermaid as often as we do. Pocahontas, right, Melissa? Is it Pocahontas? Flounder and Flit? I don't remember. Melissa will tell me later. She'll fill me in. I don't know fish. I don't know about fish. I'm from Colorado. I do know Colorado trout. And I know what a flounder is. But there's a lot more to lose and know. But that's not the flounder I'm talking about. And you know that. The flounder I'm talking about is this one. Paya, do you have that next slide, dear? There it is. You know that one, don't you? We all know that one. Know that. Hear that. We will all go through times when we are there, when we are floundering, when we have done something and we regret it, and we want to crawl into a hole and pull in the hole behind us, when we've made mistakes and we blame ourselves, when we get hung up on remembering things we've done years in the past, and God has forgiven us and we haven't forgiven ourselves. And we need to learn about that. But sometimes we flounder. And now we flounder over politics. And we flounder over the media. You have to decide which news station you want to watch now. You know, do you watch the correct news channel or the incorrect news channel? I remember when it was the news, period. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the season is coming with all the signs on people's lawns, and there's going to be every neighbor against every neighbor, and it's going to inundate us. Don't flounder. And perhaps the hardest is when family and friends, your beloved ones, are in the midst of that, and you find yourself on the opposite side of issues with them. Don't flounder. Paul said, speak the truth in love. Just be who Christ calls us to be, and only speak in love. Think about that a minute. Only speaking in love. Because Jesus is always nearby. And turning and focusing on the Lord, we find help. And we can stop floundering. Consider, if you will, I was thinking about this the other day when I was floundering and worried about all the things in the world that are going wrong right now. I was just working myself up into a panic. And I thought, the Lord has been the Lord through all of human history. When we were people that did not know that it was a sin to kill, from the time of the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, and the Crusades, and the Inquisition, the Lord was still the Lord. And the plague, the time of the plague, that was the end of the world, if you will. But the Lord is still the Lord. That deserves an amen. Consider three world wars, if you consider Korea. Consider the possibilities of war again and warring nations and plows being beat into swords again. But the Lord is still the Lord. And the Lord will overcome over all time. Amen? We are not lost. The storm may be blowing, but the Lord is there. Why do you doubt? He says, fear not. Fear not. Do not doubt, but turn to Him. Celebrate the Lord in our midst and be about truth and love. Amen. Pastor Neo has joined me. He always sneaks up here. I don't see him do it, but all of a sudden he was there, and then he's here. I don't know how he does it. But he is here to help, to come and join, that we might gather for communion. Amen? Let us prepare ourselves. Is it on there, Michael? Oh, there we go. Now you can you hear me now? That's going to be a tradition forever. The Lord was there in the middle of the flailing in the water. Why do you doubt? I am here. And He's here, and He knew we'd doubt, and He knew we would have doubts. And He says, let's begin a new ceremony to help us remember, to concretely take us back to His physical body, His physical blood. And so He gathered with them at the Last Supper, and He took the bread, and He lifted it up to heaven to give thanks. And He broke the bread. And He told them, this is My body. Remember My body broken for all of you. Remember this. I was broken for you. Eat in remembrance of Me. And as the supper finished, it was the last part of the Passover feast, but he took the cup, the Elijah cup, from the table, and he gave thanks to God for the cup.
Do we do that often enough to give thanks that we have food, that we have clean water, that we have nourishment? Probably not enough. But he gave thanks to God because he knew where goodness comes from. And he says, this is my blood shed for you and for all of you. Share this in remembrance of me. Do this every time you gather in my name. Do this and remember me. Amen. Let us gather. I invite our lay leaders forward to assist. I invite you to prepare. Let us partake of the Lord's Supper. There was a mix-up this morning, miscommunication. None of that ever happens in your families, I'm sure, but there was no bread. Blessing Melba, blessing, we have no bread. And yet, in that simple speaking, Carol, did you run? Dashed to the store and brought us bread. Fear not, have no doubts, trust in the Lord, amen? We celebrate that we are served. We celebrate that we can feast at the Lord's table. Amen? Stand, if you will, for our final hymn. Mark, come, lead us.
So the pastor just said, let's sing something beautiful. It just happens to be the title of the hymn. So Something Beautiful, page 394, we will do it twice.
Understands my confusion. That's amazing. That's grace. And the Lord is full of grace for us. We give thanks. We need to offer that to the world. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go into the world and share that love and truth. Amen?
Amen.
Let's join hands and sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen. Amen.